Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Bradley here, and it's time for the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com.
JB's Entertainment Wrap-Up.
Brought to you by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Need your daily or hourly fix of fresh-flavored coffee? Check out Buff Boy Brewing Company for unique blends from around the world. International tastes with the finest roasts at BuffBoyBrewing.com. Here's what's making news this April 16th. It's been a couple of years now since the murder on the set of the movie Rust. Remember, Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger and killed crew member Helena Hutchins, but also in the crosshairs, so to speak, was the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, or former armorer. The issue was how a live bullet was in the gun and also Hannah's conduct and antics off the set and behind the scenes. An investigation found that she was a bit sloppy, not only on her work, but also professionalism, and that raised eyebrows of other crew members who said that they had concerns about overall safety on the set. Gutierrez-Reed had her day in court on Monday and was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. She was sentenced to 18 months behind bars and will be locked up in New Mexico where the film was shooting, again, in a manner of speaking. Hutchins' family spoke out after the verdict, saying, "We look forward to the justice system continuing to make sure that everyone else who is responsible for Helena's death is required to face the legal consequences for their actions, notably Alec Baldwin himself." Remember, he's always denied any wrongdoing, but he is facing charges and he is set for trial in July. Most people know that if you publicly bash or slam Taylor Swift, you're going to hear about it from her mob of fans, and that's exactly what happened for Courtney Love. She said in an interview that she, quote, positively hates the idea, end quote, of Swift. Love said, "Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist." We don't have time to get into the attacks, but you know what her fans were then saying, right? You know how the Swifties reacted. Last Friday, it was revealed that creepy Golden Bachelor Gary Turner, is it Gary or Jerry? Gary, they're telling me, all right? And his it's spelled Jerry with a G, though. And his temporary bride, Teresa, had called it quits. And like a couple of my tweets in January during their wedding, I said that it would be done by April. I sure did. I'm a realist, and maybe I've just been doing entertainment reporting a little bit too long. Anyhow, now, they only married a few months ago, but they appeared on an episode of Celebrity Family Feud that has not aired yet. Awkward. How bad is that? The shows are barely taped a month or two in advance, and your relationship doesn't even last that long for you to be on Family Feud. ABC says the show, that was taped a week before the split was announced, so I guess that's like 2 weeks ago, will air as planned, and you can imagine ratings will be decent, just for the laugh factor of the whole thing. The network said that it won't be edited, but there is no air date at this time. That's a check of your celebrity headlines for this Tuesday, April 16th. I'm back tomorrow right here on the Speak Free Books Entertainment Wrap-Up, presented by BuffBoyBrewing.com. Till next time, I'm Jeremy Bradley.
For a great cup of joe, there's one thing you should know. Your morning brew can also be playful. Buff Boy Brewing guys make the 10.